चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
फाइनेंशियल सेक्टर्स कंफ्रंट डिफॉरेस्टेशन एज अ की ईएसजी रिस्क, सेड फिच। द एनवायरमेंटल, सोशल एंड गवर्नेंस फैक्टर्स कुड इंक्रीजिंगली इन्फ्लुएंस ग्लोबल बैंक्स फाइनेंसिंग एक्टिविटीज रिलेटिंग टू कमोडिटी प्रोड्यूसर इन फॉरेस्ट रिस्क रीजन एज डिफॉरेस्टेशन इज अंडर ग्रोइंग स्क्रूटिनी फ्रॉम एक्टिविस्ट एंड पॉलिसी मेकर्स, फिच रेटिंग हैज सेड। Clearing of natural forest of agriculture and forestry use is still rising globally and contributes to increased carbon emissions, biodiversity loss and climate change. Commodity production, primarily beef, palm oil, soy and timber or pulp, is the leading cause of forest loss. Forest land conservation for agriculture use result in deforestation, while lodging can cause temporary loss with the possibility of future regrowth. Illegal lodging, however, tends to have a permanent impact on forest. Beef and palm oil account for more than half of the annual greenhouse gases from deforestation, although other crops like maize, rice, soybeans and rubber are also significant contributors. Fitch said government responses to address the issue have been varied, with different approaches applied in producer and consumer countries. Following previous success in the fossil fuel sector, non-government organization and intergovernment agencies have encouraged institutional investors to divest more companies involved in the production or consumption of forest risk commodities. Several large pension funds and investors have engaged in pressure campaigns on such companies, resulting in some significant corporate policy changes and in some cases government policy changes. Fitch said global investment banks have become increasingly attentive to the issue of the deforestation and are incorporating it into their ESG policies. They have signed into various voluntary commitments and also aligning their policies with these standards. Adoption of product like sustainability-linked loans, which provide interest rate discounts to companies who achieve environmental target, is growing. We expect attention on deforestation to remain high in the short term, with the formal establishment of a task force on nature-related finance disclosures and the UN Climate Change Conference both scheduled for 2021, said Ninka Chike, OBI, Director for Sustainable Finance at Fitch Ratings.